Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum, for Shlomo Achol Yisrael, in particular, Chanan Shmuel Lipov and Sharna Leah. All those looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. Last explanation, B'Avtas Hashem Elokecha, we've been describing what are we meant to think, how do we fulfill this mitzvah, the Torah mandates, and we recite every day our obligation to love Hashem. We've been discussing how can you be commanded in emotion. We saw Rabbi Kiva Eger's approach, we're reciprocating Hashem's love for us. If we perceive His love for us, instinctively, intuitively, naturally, we will mirror, will reflect that love back to Him. Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam both describe that love is not an emotion, love is an action. What does it mean it's an action? If one learns, studies about Hashem, to know God is to love God. So we have an obligation to come to know Him, primarily, centrally through Torah, but also through understanding His world. And when we do, then we will come to love Him. The last interpretation I want to share with you is from Chazal itself. The Gemara in Yuma Pei Vav famously wonders, is it possible to love Hashem? It's a tall order. Hashem is invisible. You can't feel Him, smell Him, hear Him, taste Him, touch Him. So how does one come to love a being that would require a leap of faith, emuna, to know exists? So then Gemara rather writes, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, she'eshem shemayim misahev al yadcha. What does it mean? How do we fulfill the obligation to love God? Not by sitting kumbaya, singing, not by romance, flowers and candy, but we love Hashem through bringing others close to Him. And the Gemara continues, Sheikora v'shono m'shamesh tamid chachamim, v'yemaso matno benachas ma'brios. A person should be formed and conditioned. A person should have their personality cultivated by Torah, by tamid chachamim, by positive influences and influencers. And then all of one's business dealings, all of one's interactions with the world should be benachas imabrios. That a person who lives a life of Torah holds the door, says please and thank you, is kind, courteous, honest, has integrity. If we carry ourselves with basic human dignity, respect of others, ma'abrios omros halav, then what will our coworkers and our clients, what will the stranger at the supermarket or on the street, what will they say about us? They'll say, Ashrei Aviv Shalom da Torah, Ashrei Rabba Shalom da Torah. How fortunate, how blessed, how praiseworthy the parents who raised such a child. How beautiful the Rebbe, the teacher, who inspired such behavior. But what happens if a person misbehaves? If a person does not act that way? Then Oilam Labriya Shalom da Torah, Ploni Shalom da Torah, Ro Kama Naim Drachav, Kama Sukana Masav. They'll compare and contrast. If you learn Torah, you're more honest. If you learn Torah, you're kinder, have greater courtesy, more derech eretz, better midos. So what does it mean? How do we fulfill the obligation to love Hashem? Not an emotion. And it's not even an action pertaining to coming to know Hashem. For Chazal, for the Gemara itself, Gemara says, we fulfill Avas Hashem through She'eshem Shemayim Mis'ayev Al Yadcha. How do you show Hashem you love Him? By getting others to love Him too. You know, people come up to me all the time, Rabbi, you've got to check out this new book I just read. You have to see this new sefer I just got. Listen to this song that just came out. They'll forward you the link. When someone loves something, they want you to love it too. When someone appreciates, got to check out this restaurant, you have to check out this recipe. When someone gets excited about something, when they love it, when they have an emotional connection to it, all they want is the rest of the world to appreciate it the way they do. So how do we show Hashem we've fallen in love? If we keep Him as a secret to ourselves, we don't really love Him. But if we act in such a way that others will come to know Him, others will come to discover Him, others will come to want Him in their life, then that shows how much we love Him. We're sharing, we're trying to make it contagious to be able to impact others. So in this last explanation, Avas Hashem, the mitzvah to love Hashem, like the Chafetz Chaim said, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah by reading the mezuzah in Shema. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin by reading about tefillin and Shema. And similarly, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem by reading V'ahavta and Shema. We have to actually fulfill the mitzvah in one of these ways. This third and final way, by carrying ourselves and conducting ourselves in a way others will love Hashem. Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, in commenting on this Gemara in Yuma, said the following insight. He said, most people think, you know, a chilul Hashem is heinous, it's egregious. We know the Gemaras that describe how a person can't achieve atonement, forgiveness. Chil Hashem is among the most severe of mistakes that we can make. to desecrate God's name, to create a halal, a chilal, a vacuum, an absence, a void, a space in this world where Hashem can't be found. Everyone knows it's severe, and therefore we avoid it. We lecture the kids in camp. Don't stick your head out the bus window on the way to the trip tomorrow. Don't, you're going to be in a public setting. Don't make a chilal Hashem, we lecture. But we tend to think, Kiddush Hashem, it's a nice extra thing. Yeah, there are those special Jews. They make a Kiddush Hashem. They're exceptional. Articles are written. Books are written about them. Videos are done about them. Ah, they're exceptional people. Says Rav Zalman, what you see from here, though, is that the very fulfillment of V'ahavta, we have a mitzvah Avas Hashem. And if we want to fulfill Avas Hashem as we do the mezuzah or tefillin, then we fulfill Avas Hashem by Sheshem Shemayim Mis'ayev Al Yadcha. And the pasuk goes on to tell us to what degree, at what level, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. How far do you have to go? Sheshem Shemayim Mis'ayev Al Yadcha. How far do we have to go so others are drawn closer to God? How much do we have to carry ourselves with that kindness, with that dignity, to leave that positive impression? We have to do it b'chol levavcha, with all of our heart, and with all of our soul, and with all of our resources. If v'yahavta means, if to love God means to make others love God, it means that when it comes to living lives that will make others want to come close to God, we have to give it our all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might. We'll continue with the next half of the pasuk next time.